It means making the absolute most amount of revenue possible by selling the coolest products on the planet. It means doing whatever it takes to make it hardcore rain if you're selling world-class shit all the way. It means hooking them in, not letting them jump off the cliff, and getting them on your game plan and getting their problems out of their life. It's why you're in their life in the first place, to solve their shit. Solve them so they can live a happier, more fulfilled, better life. You selfish person. Quit with the money-limiting beliefs. Quit limiting yourself with this money shit, bro. You got to make it rain and help these people. That's selling with love.
Plug into the minds of the world's cutting-edge innovators, visionaries, and thought leaders who are rewriting the rules of sales and success. It's your time to make an impact. I am your host, Jason Mark Campbell, and this is the Selling with Love podcast. Welcome back, everybody, to the Selling with Love podcast. This is your host, Jason Mark Campbell. Super excited that I have the one and only VSL God, self-titled with a proper appreciation for this title, because VSL, for those of you who won't know what that means, stands for Video Sales Letter. And for a lot of us, we're trying to become people that impact multiple lives, and we might find ourselves limited at some point that we cannot be doing things where it demands our personal time and attention every single time. And the video sales letter ends up being one of the tools that can help you get maximum impact and still keep your integrity, help more people, and be able to do it at scale. I'm super excited to dive into this, the story of Peter Kell, who is our guest today, on how he came from being a mere mortal, maybe even looking into the dark side of sales, to come on the lighter side and be able to help brands around the world really scale, really get some more advertising, media buying, personal development, goal achieving, and so much more. And for any of you who are familiar with Mindvalley, he is a close ally to the Mindvalley world, helping them make the maximum amount of impact with the way that they want to transform the world with education in personal growth. It's with my big pleasure that I bring Peter to the podcast. Welcome, Peter.
What up? What's cracking? Stoked to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you here. And I wanted to start with a God statement because as you go into the world of online marketing and you're looking at all the various tools that are available out there, you've picked one, the VSL, which to be honest is one that I thought was a media that wasn't scaling. I thought people were moving over to things like webinars and stuff like that. So I'd love to just see, how did you find yourself becoming the god for VSLs and what makes it such an exciting vehicle?
Well, you know, it's not about VSLs for sure. It's about having the biggest campaigns on the entire internet. That's what it is. My life is about, you know, the only thing that's interesting to me is doing the best I've ever done and hitting the biggest days I've ever had and just working on projects that are the most exciting thing I've ever worked on, right? So as you start to go up the media buying ladder where you're spending and spending and spending and having bigger, bigger days, you start to realize that, hey, if I'm going to, you know, beat my own high score, just do better than I did before, I got to pivot to cool stuff. And the highest, biggest players on the internet are doing VSLs. Webinars can't touch VSLs ever. It's VSLs the biggest. And as soon as somebody starts dominating the internet with something better than the VSL, I'll be all over those. But right now, since the past 5 years, it's been nothing but VSLs. Yeah.
Whoa. So hold on, Larry. We got to unpack that because I know a lot of people that have been on this podcast as well that are the kings of webinars and they speak and preach about the amazingness of webinars. What exactly are you seeing when you're getting to a certain scale? You have to switch to VSL. Unpack that for me a little bit.
I don't know. Have you ever heard of somebody who went from starting a brand new business to doing $40 million in sales by the end of 12 months? Does that happen very often? Your webinar guys?
I think the webinar guys were talking about doing a launch, maybe in like 1 month, they would build a whole launch around something and maybe the record.
A launch, it dies, it's up, it's gone. Bro, we blew up a skincare brand 0 to 40 million in 12 months with just VSLs. We were doing 4 million a month by month three on a brand new company because we were able to put in $2 million a month and get 4 million back in sales and literally pull like $1 million in profit off of that in 1 month. And then repeatedly do that over and over and over again by crushing YouTube and Facebook ads. And I don't know a lot of people with that story. There's Joel Marion, who went to 0 to 100 million a year in 12 months and then did that every year for 6 years in a row with BioTrust. But that was like back in 2015 when the VSLs were just invented. So he was like brand new. And I was trying to like repeat the success that he had, but I only got 40% of the way there. What turned out to be pretty amazing, though, getting 40% of the way there in terms of lifestyle design ability you can do with that. But so I don't know. I mean, I just can't find a lot more better success stories out there than that.
So if I understand this, like from what I understand from VSLs, right? One of the biggest trade-offs that you have to do when you do a webinar is people have to schedule a time and a date, and then it's a one-time event. And whether you're doing it live or you're doing it maybe on a scheduled time, I would assume that if you're sending traffic, it's almost like you got to do that launch model, as I just said, which you have to build everything up, drive it to one singular event, then it's over and you got to start again. And if somebody registers, say, 20 days in advance, they're maybe not going to have as good of an experience as someone who signs up 5 days in advance. And the VSL is all the magic, the fact that people come in and no matter when they come in, they get the same experience.
There's so much problems with what you just said there with the webinar. The first one is, how the hell are you going to cash flow that? If you're paying somebody to sign up and they're waiting 30 days, you need the money back ASAP to put back into advertising. The only way you're ever going to get past, like, I mean, we're at the level now where if we're spending less than $50,000 a day, like the red flags are going off, like 50 grand a day, and like people are panicking, right? At 50 grand a day. Like that's what the level we're at now. You have to have money coming in back on day one to be able to easily get scale on these numbers and feel good about all this money coming in out of the window. And on the highest level, on the biggest campaign level, you need to have the least amount of friction possible. And why VSLs, on a simple point, why they beat everything else, is that there is no friction. There's no friction with a VSL. With a webinar, you have to click to a landing page, you got to sign up, fill out the form, and then you got to click play on the video. With a VSL, that's like a 30% drop-off rate right there at the most optimized funnel, right? A really optimized thing. Just people are dropping off because they want to do all that work. Even with a VSL that has the video playing on a landing page, so they click a button and then they click play on a landing page, that's an automatic 15% drop-off in people who just won't click play because they don't care. They're not interested. So with a VSL, you can run a 40-minute ad directly on Facebook, directly on YouTube, without the audience doing a single thing. There's no friction. There's no moving. They do nothing, right? And at the end of the video, they buy. That's the only action they take. There's no clicking. There's no sign up. It's just, do I buy or not buy at the end of it? And that flow there, just to me, can't be beaten. They can't be beaten. It's just like this one slip and slide, right? It's a slip and slide. They get on. That's it. You can't just get past the slip and slide.
Hold on, Peter. When I think VSL, I'm thinking going old school. Now, you probably are familiar with one of the OGs, VSL, End of America. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, End of America. Yeah. Was that Craig Clements?
Yeah, that was back in like 2008, maybe 2010. And that one had a very specific layout. And for those who aren't familiar, this was a video kind of trailer you would watch. You'd have to go to a page, put in your name and email, and then you'd watch this hour-long presentation that would make you the pitch of a product at the end. And this is what I assume VSLs were. What you're telling me is something very different. You're saying you're running your, call it training, as the ad. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. Okay. So I think the difference there, you're thinking about like automated webinars, right? But automated webinars, it's just like you get the lead and then you show the video. That's like the Mindvalley Masterclass model. Basically, that's exactly what it is. No, I mean, that's why I joined on Mindvalley, because that was going to shit. That was going downhill fast and there was no way to fix that. So what we do is we make videos that are specifically designed to suck somebody in who's watching Facebook. They're on Facebook. They're in a trance. They want to get out of their life. That's why they're on Facebook, because they just want to chill and get some dopamine hits. They're scrolling. They see something, it attracts their attention, they're watching. Holy shit, they just watched for 40 minutes. It was a 40-minute long video. They watched it, and now they're sold, and they want to buy. That's the flow. You're sitting on YouTube, you're clicking, you're trying to find a video, something pops up, it's an ad, but this ad is actually more interesting than the thing you were trying to look for, and you're sucked in, and 40 minutes have gone by, and you want to buy. That's it. That's the flow. No leads, no nothing. It's just buy now. That's it.
So it's so interesting to hear you say that, because it seems so human. I choose the word human because in essence, it takes the work out of all of the fancy gimmicks, the pages, the websites. You're just focused on one thing, which is making the most incredible ad experience. You're creating a video that's actually interesting, actually educational, and actually going to offer something that people will say, well, this was so great, I'd love to do more. So you're truly now just focused on the customer, making them enjoy what they're watching, taking away all the gimmicks, taking away the bells and whistles, and focusing on content. Is that how I understand it?
I mean, there's a lot of bells and whistles inside these VSLs, that's for sure. We took all the bells and we put them inside the video. But yeah, it's first off, the first hardest part about my job is convincing other people that running a 40-minute video is a good idea. That's the hard part. Because everybody's stuck in this limiting mentality that 2-minute, 30-second videos, 5-minute videos, you're completely gone if your video is longer than 5 minutes, right? It's this is Facebook. This is TikTok. This is the world.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what you're hearing on the internet. It's like you have to optimize it for 30 seconds.
Yeah, you're not hearing that from anybody, any monsters, that's for sure. You're hearing it from random people on the internet. You're not hearing it from anybody doing big numbers.
Interesting. And so, okay, so once you overcome that hurdle, what happens next?
Once you overcome the hurdle is understanding that people have short attention spans until they're captivated. And when they're captivated, they're in. They'll binge watch 8 hours of Game of Thrones. No problem, right? That's what they actually want to do with their day. It's nothing. They want to sit on the toilet in the office for 45 minutes. They don't want to leave the toilet if they have to. That's what they want to do.
I understand that when you're encountering someone, let's say like we're talking Facebook here. And for those of you who are listening that this is like, oh my God, this sounds a little advanced. I just want to break it down very simply that we're talking about a video sales letter, which is a video that is made and is ran as an ad completely on Facebook. Because once people are already on Facebook, you're on a platform that is, you're looking for entertainment, some distraction, and now you happen to have an ad, which is the full experience of consuming, say, your content. But you speak, Peter, about some nice bells and whistles you want in that video. So could you tell us if someone's like, wow, this sounds interesting, I'd like to give this a try. What are some of the basics which we should be thinking about here?
Okay. Step one, if you want to go find treasure, you need a treasure map, right? That's number one. Everyone, if you try starting out writing a script for a VSL with a blank page, blank pages are blank treasure maps. Ain't good luck finding anything with a blank treasure map, you know? Ain't happening. So the idea here is just the simplest thing. It's not about learning how to create VSLs. It's about learning how to study what's winning in the market, learning what videos are performing really well, and then rewriting those videos. It is a job of rewriting winning campaigns, which is so much easier to do because it's like a proven form. Wow, this guy's crushing it. And he starts out with the unique mechanism and he goes into the sales and he goes into the story and he goes into this and the testimonials. Wow. Oh, I can make my thing just like that. I can just follow this road. And then, wow, this video is, holy shit, people think this is amazing. I really just like modeled this guy. That's all I did. It wasn't too much. So they're a lot simpler than it looks like. And they don't need to be super high production, fancy either.
Because that would be maybe some of the first roadblock we would assume is like when you go and do and create something like that, do I need like a 3-camera crew? Do I need to, if I'm going to be spending money on this ad, should it be the best possible? Are you talking that, you know, sometimes slides with text being just as effective as it used to be, or do we have to go a little above that?
I mean, so I made a fortune off of slide videos with no audio, you know, 3 years ago. That was my first big VSL wins there. But if you study e-commerce guys are pretty good at making videos. They know how to make the short, styly videos, shooting with their cell phone. They know that handhold videos do really well for social media ads, and they just know how to get the sale, know how to do stuff like that. But there's a level more when you have a spokesperson behind a brand, the spokesperson who's reading a script that's designed by a true copywriter to sell this and promote this product. And you put on top all the cool B-roll that the e-commerce guys do, or anybody really does with their brand. Then you can really have a video that's really phenomenal and can unlock huge, unlimited growth. I mean, to me, the most important thing is the video, hands down, is the advertising campaign. I mean, I don't make businesses. I make advertising campaigns and I build businesses to support my advertising campaigns, right? I'm here to make a monster campaign. I think it needs to be this. We need a dermatologist. We need an amazing product. We need that. Okay, let's go build that. We need that. Okay, boom. So we're building the back end, but it all starts with the focus on the advertising campaign on my side because I'm a media buying guy and I just like GTM, get the money straight to the point, right? Get to the goal, right? Get to the life-changing result you're looking for.
Now, I remember we were talking a little bit about how you can use this power, you know, as a Sith Lord or a Jedi Knight. There is a light side and a dark side to this world. And what you've unlocked is a way of, you know, really driving consumer behavior to buy from consuming the videos. And I'd love to know, what are the types of moral compasses you have in place to choose which kind of products or brands that you decide to work with?
Well, the first thing is I'm not trying to sell anything, which I feel is why I'm really good at selling. It's not about selling. I call it inspiring people to solve their problems, right? Because if you try to sell something, sell me this pen, you can't sell, like, I don't know, it's fucking a cool pen. But if I'm like, dude, this girl's trying to get your number down, take the pen, put it down. Like, let's go. Like, it's inspires somebody to wake up. It's like when you come at it with this inspiration attitude, it's way different and you're way more in it. And it's about inspiring people to solve their problems today. Now, there's a whole world of douchey selling, right? And inspiring somebody to solve a problem is not douchey at all. In fact, it's completely the opposite. It is, you must inspire them to get off. If somebody's standing on a cliff, ready to jump off the cliff, how far are you willing to go to stop them? Like, you go pretty far. I mean, some of these testimonials, like for Lifebook, are people getting their life saved and not killing themselves because they found Lifebook. So when I'm making a Lifebook ad, I'm thinking, this viewer could be standing on a cliff, writing a goodbye the world Facebook post. And instead of jumping, they came across my ad and they're just going to watch it real quick because they're sucked in. So I have to pull them off the ledge. I got to use open loops to put all these hooks on them, right? To hook their brain, kind of like, you know, the end of like a Dragon Ball Z episode or something where you have to watch the next episode. I'm doing all these copywriting techniques to hook you in to like save you from jumping off this cliff so that if you jumped, you would spend the rest of eternity wondering what the heck that video was talking about because you just couldn't jump without seeing the end of this thing. So there's a lot of techniques there to hook people in that must be done if you really are selling world-class products. And like for Mindvalley, for example, Mindvalley, every time I sell something, I'm getting someone to sign up for Mindvalley, which is like a life-changing thing, right? Really, when you first sign up to Mindvalley, it's life. It's a huge, huge, huge deal. So the revenue is not just like money. Those are like lives changed. Every dollar is a life change. So like Mindvalley must grow into this monstrous $200 million company because we would be selfish not to do that because we're trying to change lives. And the money is the, if you don't pay, you don't pay attention. It's people putting their skin in the game and getting involved with their life and getting involved to expand their life. We must blow this up to the moon. These must be the biggest campaigns on the planet. The world depends on it, right? So there's some stuff there. If you're selling great stuff, you have to. And your money that you're generating is just the no beat around the bush signal on how well you're doing, inspiring people to get off the level, right? And you have to generate as much cash as possible. If you really want to inspire as much people as possible, those are completely intertwined numbers. So that's cool. Now, we can go into douchey selling. So we can talk about douchey selling really quick. The first and the most douchiest thing you can do is sell a bad product. I would say sell a bad product. We don't have to label it. One douchey thing you can do is sell a bad product. That's easy. You know, most e-commerce products, people go cheap on the shipment from China or whatever on the AliExpress items. And that's how you build a business that dies, right? A crappy business, you buy once and they go away. A brand, you buy once and they come back to you. The life-changing wealth of e-commerce comes after they buy again on their own because you spent more on the product up front to make a better product and make a better experience. And that experience, you spent on customer service, right? So when they called you, they liked it. So they told their friends about it. And then you get the life-changing magic of a brand, right? When you have that experience, most people never get to that because they cheap out on the product, the customer service, the whatever, right? So everybody flies away. And then it's a grind for them because all their advertising, they get the first sale, they work hard to get the sale, then everyone goes and it's like defeated. Why am I doing this? Oh, it's because you cheaped out on the business side of it, right? The community building, the relationship side of the whole thing, which is how people come back to you. And that's the part where your life transforms, where you take a small margin to give them an experience, and then they come back to you for more cool experiences and you get more because you didn't have to pay for them to come to you in the first place. So first one, bad product. Second one, bullshit stories. Bullshit stories are a douchey thing that you can do. They're prevalent with a lot of the affiliate marketing world. But a lot of people don't know how to tell stories, so it's not as prevalent, right? But fake news is a thing, right? People learn how to use fake news for politics. People learn how to use fake news for e-commerce. People learn how to use fake news for all sorts of things. That's an advanced shady tactic, I would say. Most people don't catch on to that one so quickly. Other douchey things you can do. Here's a douchey one that most people don't even know is douchey. I put it in the tag of douchey because it moves you away from your goal. And that is selling with a lot of pain and fear. Pain and fear. Now, there's a great example of this with this, you know, like a charity person who like is raising money to like help save the kids in Africa. You know, you ever run into one of those people and they come to you. The first thing they say to you is, this little girl's dying. Look at her crying tears. Look at her. She's dying. She's in pain. And you need to fix this. Like they just like guilt trip you immediately. And what do they do? They get you. You're like, okay, fine, whatever. Okay, fine, here you go, right? But what people don't know is that you link this painful experience to this person. You gave him money. The guy who got the money thinks that it worked really well, right? Oh, I got my converting really high. When I show crying puppies, it's working really well. When I make you feel really, really bad, it really converts, right? When you take a knife and you stab it and twist it, it really converts, doesn't it? I remember when I was selling to these women, I'm like, why am I using the analogy of stabbing a knife to like women over 40? That's not the analogy I should be using here. You know, you just start to have these little, what is it? I should be like holding their hand and walking them across the sidewalk. That's what I should be doing. What am I stabbing them for? Anyway, when someone relates a pain to you, people only remember how you make them feel, right? And that's it. And then you see the guy coming down and you know that's the puppy dog crying guy. He's going to make me really, really sad if I talk to him. You're sprinting the other way. You don't want to ever see that guy ever again. You never want to come back to the website. You don't want to see that brand logo again. You don't want to see that person. You don't want to buy the product again. You are out. You bought one time, but you are out. That is the epitome of douchey advertising and making people feel bad. Yeah, but that's a really secret one because copywriting teaches a lot of other things. You can't do that at Mindvalley. Mindvalley is all about like praising the greatness in people, praising the monstrous wins that people have had that inspire people to get those wins, right? You got to like, you know, tickle and pluck some emotional needles every time, but you want to do that 20% of the time is emotional. And then the rest is like some positive stuff. Just a little ramble there.
But I like it. And, you know, I've been a part of Mindvalley for 9 years, right? So like, I have nothing but love for the brand. They've done some amazing things. And it's an industry that is very sensitive, right? You're talking about personal growth education. You would think that most people that are out to teach people how to better themselves would be cautious about how they treat them in the sales process. And I think this was one of the great things I've seen Mindvalley do through the years is they really stepped up, understanding that the knife twisting seems good on the numbers initially, but then you're sacrificing the brand in the process. And I think what you showed, the different ways that people can find out like, oh yeah, that is a douchey technique, I shouldn't be dealing with this, gets you at least to have a radar that's open to what techniques are out there. And that sneaky one is one that people should maybe look and think about how they can do business with better companies when you see the knife as being a priority twist over anything else. Now, there's one thing I noticed in the way that you talk, Peter, and I kind of want to unpack it based on you a little more, is you speak about money. You like money. You talk about how it has an amazing impact. Every transaction equals lives saved. Like that whole story, I was really brought along on those stories you were saying about how when you put in your effort into doing the best job you can building these VSLs, you understand that there's lives on the line on the other side. And it just makes me feel like you have such an amazing relationship with money. And I just want to know, is this something like from a young age, you always thought money is a beautiful thing? Or what's the journey for you to be at this space? Because a lot of people have fear about money and talking about numbers makes them uncomfortable.
Limiting beliefs. Yeah, that was my, no, I was a deep broke student, skateboarder guy, didn't care anything about money at all. Right. And it wasn't until, you know, I just got onto this entrepreneur road and then, you know, started to realize, like, it started with like, oh, money is the root of all evil. And then it started to pivot to like, wait, money is the root of all freedom. Like I could fucking like be totally free in with my life. And freedom means being able to choose anything I want. I can just choose. Like lack of money is lack of choice in your life. That's what it is. You can't choose. You don't have the money. You can't choose that. You wanted to go there, but you don't have the money. So you couldn't go there. Right. So it's just, it's lack of money is literally just lack. In general, right? And I just believe in the freedom that it can provide. And when you're selling a life-changing product, I mean, my God, I mean, that is the epitome of changing lives, is getting people to invest and put money into solving their problems, right? It's like, they don't pay attention. It really is like this magical, it's not even like money. It's like energy from the universe that just, you know, has this vibe that goes with it. And it's just a powerful, amazing, beautiful tool that just gets so much slack. Even I'm like, okay, because one of my ambitions is to like be a nine-figure dude. And I got a buddy, he's like, yeah, that won't make you fulfilled. And I'm like, first off, bro, I'm already pretty fulfilled. I'm having the time of my life. Second off, would you tell a piano player not to become fucking Mozart because it won't make him fulfilled? Why is that any different? Why is mastering money any different than mastering a piano? But one thing I know is that I used to be really good at Guitar Hero and I got a lot of points and I didn't do shit with those fucking points. And I could play this video game with the VSL game. I could get a lot of points, but what do you know? I could do a lot with these points. These points can do a lot for me. Like, holy shit. Like I can, oh my God, like tons, endless things can happen.
I love it, Peter. And so when we're talking about this, like just as a recap for everyone, we talked about this new way, if not new, at least recent way that you can actually drive massive traffic consistently and successfully using these VSLs. We're talking about these long videos played directly as ads, either on YouTube or on Facebook, where you actually get to get people through a journey, get them a taste, and really have them be in love with wanting to buy whatever your product or service is. I understand this is a more advanced technique for a lot of people out there, but knowing somebody like Peter that is out there showing people how to do this, and there are tons of ways that you can do some investigations to see what are the types of campaigns that work. You don't want to start like a blank canvas, as Peter has mentioned earlier, but you have tools that you can actually see what other campaigns are being run by other people. The ones that are successful, you can actually reverse engineer. And I know this is a bit more technical, but Peter, for someone who would have no idea how to even start that research process, I have a feeling it's about going into ad insights, seeing what other ads are happening. What do we look for, and what do we know that would be a winner for us to copy here?
Okay, if we're getting into VSLs and you're new, first off, you should be in an industry where other people are successful. That's step one. If you are doing something totally rambunctious and new, like selling cat tree construction plans, teaching people how to make cat trees to help their cats climb up little fucking fake trees in their house, and you can't find anybody else successful in that space, you should get out of the space, right? I'm assuming you're going into a space where there's proven people who have the life you want to create in that space, who have the business of your dreams. The more big brands there are in your space, the more likely you are to be a big brand, right? That's how it is. It's the more life there is around the lake, that's probably how good the water is to drink, right? If you go to a lake and it's a desert and nobody's there but bones, you don't want to drink that water, right? But that's not how most people see it, as the opposite. Most people think like, oh, there's a ton of competition around this thriving community. I don't want to do this. It's the opposite is true. Complete opposite is the more successful people, the more likely you are to be successful. So if you are going into a niche where there are successful people, you have role models, companies you want to be like, you aspire to be like, here's rule number one. Don't use your own ideas. Don't listen to the person who doesn't have the results you want. That's the first rule, right? And that includes you almost all of the time. If you're new, don't listen to any of your ideas. Just assume everything you have, throw it in the trash. You are not qualified to make a call on this advertising campaign because you don't have anything that's proven. So that's the first step. So the next step is you want to go find people in your space. I use a tool called SimilarWeb. On SimilarWeb, I can put in a URL and I can see all of the traffic people are driving to this page. All the traffic from all different blog sources. They're doing native, display, whatever. I can see their landing pages. I can go, oh my gosh, this page is getting 100,000 visitors a month. But 80,000 is coming from this particular page. 80,000 people are coming from this page to this page, probably buying. Okay, let's go in here. Oh my God, it's an advertorial. They literally have an advertorial right here. It's pre-written. It's done for me. It looks beautiful. I'm going to do that. I'm going to model this. I'm going to reword it so that it's mine. I'm going to change it up so that I have my own version of it. But I'm not going to build a mountain. I'm going to stand on the shoulder of giants. This is a giant advertorial. I'm going to stand on top of it by putting my stuff there. That's where you go, right? That's how you do it. So tools. So your focus is find people who you want to be like. SimilarWeb is a great one. VidTao, V-I-D-T-A-O, is a great one for YouTube. And AdSpy is a great one for Facebook, A-D-S-P-Y. They're spy tools. And I don't read books on marketing. I study winning campaigns that are running right now. No one's talking about it. Books are, everybody's talking about shit. Advertising campaigns is showing you stuff, right? Showing versus telling. Don't listen to what people say. Look at what they do. That's the whole thing. You know, I mean, just this guy thinks this is a good idea, right? Most of, like, I don't think that's a good idea. Well, this guy is spending way more than you and he thinks that's a good idea. So why are we listening to you? Let's listen to the guy who's actually putting money up on their advertising. And it looks like he's been spending it for 30 days. This campaign's been running for 30 days. This one's been running for 60 days. Why would he still be running if it sucks? It's running because it's making him money. You want to make money? Let's do what he's doing. He's running it. Let's run it. There's some of the logic train that goes there, right? It's affiliate marketing 101.
Peter, you are a fast-moving, dot-connecting, street-smart person, and what you've shared, I'm hoping for those who are listening are grasping the genius of what's been shared. I know I've learned a ton listening to you here. And for anybody else who has been listening to this, wants to go deeper and maybe wants to learn more from the ways that you teach and the things that you do, Peter, is there any resource aside from these websites that you would show people so they can learn more, connect with you, and discover more from what you're talking about here?
You just Google Peter Kell. I have a little YouTube channel that has some ideas on it. You know, I don't have a course. Unfortunately, my mentors told me, don't make courses, just fucking be the best in the world. I'm like, okay. But that I want to make courses because that'll make me better. So it's like, I'm getting to this point where I want to make courses, but I just don't have time. I got to make VSLs all day long, right? That's my thing right now.
So here's what we're going to do for everybody here who is inspired, maybe curious, maybe even a little confused. We're going to make sure there's a link to Peter's YouTube channel in the description. And here's the action I'm going to give for everyone here. You should go to that YouTube channel, watch a couple of videos, and make sure to leave a comment on one of the videos you watch saying that you love Peter's stuff and maybe encourage him to create a course if it's something you would like to learn. As you've just heard, this man has taken in 12 months a campaign, scaled it to $40 million. Now we're talking about buying media and being confident that this brings you more money than what you spend. If this is the business that you are in, you want to scale fast, there are people who are doing it. And from everything you've learned here, there's ways to find out, there's ways to move forward, and there's these mediums that make it super effective. And this VSL is a whole new world. I had never heard about it. I'm so excited that I got a glimpse of it from you, Peter, today. Definitely has sparked my curiosity, definitely going down that rabbit hole, and you've given us a ton of tools to get started. I'll be going down your YouTube and making sure to stay in contact with you because you've done it successfully, so you're the person I want to learn from. For everybody tuning in here, I hope you had a great time as much as I had listening to a man like Peter, which will make me end with the final question I want to ask you, Peter, which is, you're on the Selling with Love podcast, so I want to ask you, what does selling with love mean to you?
It means making the absolute most amount of revenue possible by selling the coolest products on the planet. It means doing whatever it takes to make it hardcore rain if you're selling world-class shit all the way. It means hooking them in, not letting them jump off the cliff, and getting them on your game plan and getting their problems out of their life. It's why you're in their life in the first place, to solve their shit. Solve them so they can live a happier, more fulfilled, better life. You selfish person. Quit with the money-limiting beliefs. Quit limiting yourself with this money shit, bro. You got to make it rain and help these people. That's selling with love. Get it in there. Anyway, there you go.
Well, Peter, you make me laugh. This is definitely the first one in a long time. We will definitely have an explicit tag on this podcast, but this has been entertaining, fun, informative, and great vibes. So, Peter, thank you so much for coming on the show. This was an absolute pleasure. For all of you out there, keep selling with love. Don't be apologetic about wanting to solve problems and save people and change their lives. That makes you money in the process as well. So do it boldly, and this tool might be the one you need to use as well. Take care, everyone, and thank you once again, Peter. I am your host, Jason Mark Campbell, and this is the Selling with Love podcast.